Welcome to Barely Audible Whisper, a weekly NPR parody podcast in no way associated with NPR, brought to you in no part by the following parody sponsors.
The Jim Jordan Wrestling Academy, teaching all the basic wrestling moves Jim Jordan perfected at Ohio State, such as ignoring cover, the shower creep, and the deep state blame shift.
The Jim Jordan Wrestling Academy, school of no longer plausible, plausible deniability, implausibly denying the plausibility of the plausible.
And the Jim Jordan Wrestling Academy workout video, sculpting your buns by lying your ass off.
I am Dave.
And I am Molly, and our voices lack in decibels, what Jim Jordan lacks in credibility.
Our top story, President Trump nominated Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court on Monday, beginning the traditional bizarre news cycle wherein we learn the entire biography of someone we had never heard of in less than 24 hours.
For example, listening to his speech on Monday, Americans learned that Judge Brett Kavanaugh's voice sounds like Kermit the Frog was forced to carry Gomer Pyle's love child to full term.
For a deeper look into Judge Kavanaugh's legal life, Barely Audible Whisper is willfully violating copyright law for the sake of a cheap joke that's only funny to people over 30 in a segment we're calling Hickam to Judge.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is more than just a white man with the whitest white man name in the history of white men with white names.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is an even whiter white man name than my own, and my name is Senator Mitch McConnell. The name Senator Mitch McConnell is such a white man name that people assume I'm as white a white man as whiteness allows. But the truth is, I'm only half white. My mother was forced to carry the love child of Myrtle the Turtle to full term.
Only one thing can make a white man with a white name as white as white man Judge Brett Kavanaugh even whiter, and that very white thing is the very white thing that white man with a white man name, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, has been throughout his entire white life. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a partisan Republican attorney turned partisan conservative judge.
I used to think that being a partisan Republican attorney for George W. Bush was as white a white man thing as the name Brett Kavanaugh, or the concept of separation of powers, would allow. But then, in the ultimate white man move, Bush appointed his own white man partisan Republican lawyer to be a partisan federal judge.
Indeed, Bush's white man move was so white that it was called the most partisan abuse of power in recent history by fellow white man named White Man Teddy Kennedy, whose white man name is so white the white man nicknamed Teddy is significantly less severely white than his former white man name, Theodore.
This is the most egregious abuse of white privilege since my rich white father kept me out of prison after I killed a woman at Chappaquiddick.
The hypocrisy of wealthy white privilege is so much richer than ordinary hypocrisy. In fact, one could argue that the hypocrisy of wealthy white privilege is as much richer than ordinary hypocrisy as the wealthy white privileged are than ordinary people.
In an almost unimaginable wealth of hypocrisy, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's hypocrisy is even richer than the hypocrisy of Mitch McConnell, which secured his nomination to the court in the first place.
I refused to hold a hearing on Merrick Garland, Obama's Supreme Court nominee, because there was going to be an election 10 months away. And I absolutely insisted that the people should get a vote before we confirm a Supreme Court nominee. But now that Trump gets to make another nomination just 4 months before an election, not only am I going to allow the nomination to go forward despite all that will of the people crap, I'm going to rush the confirmation process to sneak it in ahead of the election. If hypocrisy was an athletic competition, I would be an all-star. But why?
Mitch McConnell may be a hypocrisy all-star, but Judge Brett Kavanaugh is to the sport of hypocrisy what it would be like if Florence Griffith Joyner was forced to carry the love child of LeBron James and Jesse Owens to full term.
I was a lead prosecutor on Special Counsel Ken Starr's investigation into President Bill Clinton, but now I believe that the president should be immune from all forms of prosecution.
That hypocrisy is as rich as Donald Trump pretends to be.
My main role on the Starr investigation was to support the baseless political conspiracy theory that the obvious suicide of Vince Foster was actually a murder ordered by the Clintons. Not only was there no evidence to support the murder claim, there is literally so much evidence of a suicide. Suggesting it wasn't suicide is like claiming more people attended Trump's inauguration than Obama's. Yet I actually had the audacity to tell my law students to leave their political views at the door and make determinations solely on the evidence.
That hypocrisy is Jeff Bezos rich. You'd better be careful or Trump might start to resent you.
The LeBron James analogy alone would get most people disinvited from the White House.
I'm not worried. My Catholic faith taught me to claim to be humble while I brag about the very hypocrisy that allows me to brag about how humble I am.
Being a hypocrite in the presence of such a great hypocrite is like being John Mellencamp in the presence of Bruce Springsteen.
And so in the humble braggadocio of the hypocrite, I proclaim that in the great American pantheon of hypocrisy, my hypocrisy may fall short of the hypocritical Jeffersonian pinnacle of penning the words, "All men are created equal," whilst raping a slave, but I truly believe my hypocrisy, in keeping with the running abortion joke, would live up to the love child Sally Hemings was forced to carry to full term.
Last month, President Trump embarrassed America by picking fights with our allies at the G7 summit while demanding Russia be allowed back in, before further embarrassing America and endangering global security by holding a summit with Kim Jong-un, where he saluted a North Korean general and unilaterally conceded American participation in joint military exercises while receiving no concessions in return.
This month, President Trump's trip appears to be an effort to outdo the embarrassment and danger to global stability of last month's trip.
The embarrassment tour started on Wednesday at the NATO summit, where he accused Germany of being controlled by Russia, demanded our allies pay more money, mentioned American farmers for no apparent reason, and tweeted a tirade that illogically connects his grievances against NATO to phony trade deficits.
As always, our Trump impersonator is a woman, because we hear he hates that.
I am totally controlled by Russia. I mean, Germany is totally controlled by Russia. Germany gets 70% of their energy from Russia.
Actually, it is 30%. And what does Germany's domestic energy policy have to do with NATO?
Germany gets 100,000,000% of their energy from Russia. America pays all of the NATO, and the NATO didn't get me anything for my birthday.
America has more than 20 military bases in NATO countries. Also, the only time NATO ever deployed troops to defend an ally was in defense of America.
What have you done for me lately, the NATO?
Ooh, we still have troops in Afghanistan.
The NATO is hurting American farmers. The NATO hides in cornfields and murders farmers and steals their tractors and then sells the tractors of the farmers they murdered back to other American farmers at a 900,000,000,000% tariff and then murders those farmers and re-steals the tractors.
Ach, du lieber Himmel.
After leaving the NATO summit in Brussels, Trump is off to England, where he will no doubt embarrass us when he meets with the Queen and is forced to confront protesters who have been permitted to hoist a giant Trump baby balloon.
I am not a baby. No baby. No baby. You're the babies.
I have not borne witness to such incessant childish weeping since Prince William and Prince Harry came whining to me in a most uncouth display of hysteria the day their mother died.
Make them stop calling me a baby. You are their queen. They have to worship you or you can have them killed.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that anymore. What with the Magna Carta and so forth?
I hate the Magnum Coca-Cola. It is the most worst, horrible thing Obama ever did.
Speaking of concepts you do not grasp, I must insist upon discussing the tariffs you insist on levying against our economy.
I hereby declare a 100 million billion trillion bajillion percent tariff on giant baby Trump balloons. I am not a baby. I hereby declare all giant Trump baby balloons must be separated from their parents at the border.
You lack even the abysmal wits of King George and the self-discipline of Henry VIII.
I don't know what that means, but I like you, Queen. You remind me of my grandma. My grandma was hot. I'm going to call you Grandma Queen.
You shall address me as Her Majesty the Queen!
Wrong. Queen Grandma is fake news. I am my own majesty, the Trump. Nobody is more of a majesty than Trump. Trump is the most majesty-est majesty. Trump, save a gracious Trump. Trump, 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 bigly Trump. Trump, save our Trump.
Well, I never...
After destroying NATO and making an ass of himself in front of the Queen of England, President Trump heads to Helsinki for a summit with Vladimir Putin, where Trump is expected to lick Putin's balls underneath a fountain of hooker urine.
Did I do good, Putin? Please tell me I did good.
I can honestly say, from the perspective of a evil dictator who wishes to weaken Western civilization in order to one day rule the entire world with an iron fist, you are greatest American president in history.
Yay! That means you do love me. You are rich, powerful, and ruthless, just like my daddy. But daddy never loved me. But if you love me, then it's like daddy loves me.
Whatever.
Can I sit in your lap while you read me bedtime stories like Sean Hannity?
No.
Putin says Trump is the best president in American history. Nobody is better for Putin than Trump. Trump is the most best, most tremendous, bestest than Obama president. Trump, save our gracious Trump. Trump, 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 bigly Trump. Trump, save our Trump.
Less singing, more ball licking.
Oh, sorry.
In a hearing on Monday, the Department of Justice told a federal judge that they were unable to meet the Tuesday deadline to reunite 104 immigrant children under the age of 5 with their parents.
The DOJ told the judge that they would be able to reunite half of the children with their families in an attempt to spin their failure with a glasses half full of immigrant children optimism.
However, at the time of the deadline, the DOJ was only able to reunite 38 children.
And there is no optimistic spin to put on a glass that is only 38% full.
Barely Audible Whisper obtained audio of the court proceedings.
This is unacceptable. I ordered you to reunite the families of all the children under 5 by tomorrow, and you're telling me you can only successfully reunite half of them? It's as though this entire policy was enacted without anything even resembling a plan.
Plan? I'm sorry, Your Honor, but I am unfamiliar with the word plan.
You're unfamiliar with the word plan?
Yes, Your Honor. To my knowledge, no one in this entire administration is familiar with, nor has any concept of the word plan.
A plan is when you deliberately think through your actions.
That sounds elitist. In the Trump administration, we go with our gut and shoot from the hip. But not to worry, none of the children we shot from the hip were hurt. It's damn near impossible to aim your weapon when you shoot directly from the hip.
Last week in his testimony before Congress, HHS Secretary Alex Azar testified that his agency knew the locations of all the children and could find them with a single keystroke.
Finding a baby in a computer is easy, Your Honor, but in real life, babies are small.
What is your point?
A baby is so small it could be hidden from view by a toddler. And even a big toddler is so small it could be hidden from view by a medium-sized dog. And speaking of dogs, is this hearing going to be much longer? I'm dog-sitting for my neighbor, and I'd hate for that poor fella to be stuck in a cage all day like an Ecuadorian child.
Have you no empathy, Counselor?
Empathy? I'm sorry, Your Honor, but I am unfamiliar with the word empathy. To my knowledge, no one in this entire administration is familiar with, nor has any concept of the word empathy.
Can we return to the matter of hand of reuniting the children with their parents?
As I was saying, Your Honor, it's very difficult to keep track of things as small as babies. Just the other day, one of my deputies came home from one of the facilities and found 3 babies in his briefcase.
Jesus!
Actually, Your Honor, they pronounce it Jesus, which is another thing that makes this so difficult. Every single one of these babies is named Jesus Rodriguez.
Do you expect me to believe that all 3,000 children in your custody are named Jesus Rodriguez?
No, Your Honor. Only one of the children old enough to tell us his name is named Jesus Rodriguez. But we assume the babies that can't tell us their names are named Jesus Rodriguez because all Mexicans are named Jesus Rodriguez.
These children are from Honduras and Ecuador.
A Mexican is a Mexican, no matter which Mexican village they're from.
That's not... Also, if only one of 1,000 children was named Jesus Rodriguez, then... What the hell happened to the 3 babies in the briefcase?
My deputy tried to put them up on eBay.
Jesus!
No, it's pronounced Jesus. Hey, like for horses, and Zeus, like that liberal queer children's writer whose books I don't let my children read.
You sold 3 children on eBay.
No, Your Honor, eBay wouldn't let us. They said it violated some stupid corporate policy against human trafficking. You know how it is these days with all the so-called political correctness.
What happened to the 3 babies?
It's a funny story. He accidentally dropped the Jesus Rodriguez's off at the dry cleaners and ended up bringing his only good suit to the detention center. Can you imagine? My poor deputy almost lost his only good suit.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Say it with me. Hey, Jesus.
Where are the babies?
After they were dry cleaned, we took them back to the detention center. They're actually the only 3 Jesus Rodriguez's who have been bathed.
This is beyond injustice. And what's worse is that there is almost nothing I have the authority to do about it. All I can do is bang my gavel and admonish you to do better knowing that you won't, but absent any actual authority to compel any actual justice, do better!
We're trying, Your Honor, but we don't have one of those... What's that fancy word you used for it? Plans.
You ripped children from the arms of their parents with no plan to reunite them? Have you no inkling of human decency?
Decency? I'm sorry, Your Honor, but I'm not familiar with the word decency. To my knowledge,
no one in the entire administration is familiar with nor has any concept of the word decency.
Rare bit of good news, all 12 of the children and their soccer coach, who were trapped in a cave in Thailand, were successfully rescued thanks to the tireless and heroic round-the-clock work of an incredibly skilled and dedicated international team.
The universal outpouring of support and concern for the Thai children gave Barely Audible Whisper an idea about how we might be able to rescue the intern migrant children who have been forcibly separated from their families.
We've got to work quickly to construct a realistic-looking fake cave exterior around this entire child facility before setup. If we can trick Trump supporters into believing that these children are trapped in a cave rather than detained by the government, they might rescue the children and reunite the families.
There are only 2 of us. We're never going to be able to hang enough drywall, let alone fashion said drywall into looking like a cave by sunup.
The detained children will help us. They're Latino immigrants. They're experts at hanging drywall.
That's racist!
Unfortunately, liberalism got in its own way again.
I know, but in the fight against the extreme and violent racism of forcible family separation, it seems permissible to use the more mild racism of stereotyping to our advantage.
But the so-called mild racism of stereotyping can be easily escalated to extremism.
It already has! We can't realistically go from child internment to utopia in one giant leap. Relative to the extreme racism of our current climate, mild racism is actually a step towards progress.
I am sick and tired of your bullshit incrementalism.
Keep your voice down.
It is so typical of the so-called feminist male to tell a woman to keep her voice down whenever he's challenged by a strong woman.
I'm telling you to keep your voice down because we don't want to wake up the guards.
Oh, but I suppose you're right, but that doesn't mean you're right.
Let's just hang the drywall. Working. These Latino immigrants are really good at hanging drywall.
That's racist.
Not in the context that these specific non-monolithic Latino immigrants, who are in no way indicative of Latino immigrants as a whole, are skilled at hanging drywall as individuals.
I suppose that's okay, but be careful. You're on a dangerously slippery slope. hole?
I slipped and fell on that slippery surface of that slope.
I tried to warn you. In order to sell the illusion of a cave, I fashioned a dangerously slippery slope.
What the hell's going on?
The guards are away. Quick, hide.
There's a cave where that child detention facility used to be.
Oh my God, there are children in that cave. We've got to rescue the children.
But our job is to keep those children detained.
But that's when they were immigrant children. They are cave children now.
Like them poor Taiwanese children?
They're from Thailand. They're not
Taiwanese. Don't correct them. We're counting on using their stupidity to our advantage.
We've got to rescue them Taekwondo children.
Portraying Trump supporters as bumbling bunkin buffoons is its own form of bigotry.
How are we going to rescue the Tanqueray and Tawny children when we don't believe in science?
True, but they're forcibly detaining children in internment camps. It's a little late to care about the snowflake sensitivities of the assholes that cause sensitive snowflakes.
We'll solve this problem the same way we solve all our problems, by blaming Obama.
True, but undoubtedly, the resentment they feel about being constantly caricatured as hillbilly cartoon characters contributes to their irrational belief that offending liberals is a substitute for moral just or even well-thought-out policy decisions.
Wait a minute. I don't think this here's really a cave. This looks like a hastily clean-up job site.
Shit. I told you they weren't as dumb as you make them out to be.
Yeah! There's spackling tools and some of the workers toss their straws on the ground.
Straws? I can't believe we wasted our time trying to save children that use straws.
Those damn Latino immigrants hang a bunch of drywall to make it look like they're trapped in a cave.
Damn, them Latinos is good at hanging drywall.
Wow. It sounds a lot more racist when he says it. I need to work on that.
Bunch of damn illegal aliens trying to pass themselves off as Tiki Torchanese cave children.
I knew they was criminals.
We failed again. Our efforts to fight their hatred have done nothing but make them more resolute in their hatred.
At least we tried. Accomplishing nothing while trying to do something allows us to maintain our smug moral superiority.
You're right. I feel better than them already.
Let's get something to eat. My blood sugar is low.
I think we passed a Chick-fil-A on our way here.
We're not eating at a homophobic Chick-fil-A!
But their milkshakes are awesome!
You mean the milkshakes that are of such consistency they require a fucking straw?
It's exhausting being woke.
The Trump administration began quietly discharging immigrants from the military in a reversal of an Obama-era Defense Department policy that offered legal immigrants, often with the education and experience to fill desperately needed positions such as translators and medical doctors, an expedited pathway to American citizenship. These patriotic immigrant soldiers are being discharged without specific cause and without the opportunity to appeal.
Although the Trump administration has offered no public explanation for their policy change, other than to deny that their policy change is actually a policy change, the obvious explanation is racism.
For a deeper look at the
racism
controversy surrounding the Trump administration's
racism
policy, barely audible whisper obtained a recording from a military base in Afghanistan.
I just translated this intercepted Taliban communication, and I've got to warn you.
Corporal Ahmed Al Salam, you are hereby discharged from the military.
But, Major White, I'm in the middle of imparting very important, very specific intelligence.
The specifics of your important specifics are not as important as the non-specific circumstances of your discharge, which I cannot specify.
But, Major White...
Now get the hell out of here and go back to your own country, wherever it is you come from.
I come from Afghanistan.
Well, that's convenient.
I'm sorry as hell to hear about this, Ahmed, but I've got to walk outside this door now without the benefit of whatever urgent warning you were about to give me.
No!
I'm Dr. Lee, a medical doctor, conveniently entering through a different door because I was summoned by Major White.
I've been shot! The urgent warning was that the enemy is positioned outside that door!
Shut up, ex-Corporal Salami. Get the hell out of our country and go back to your country, which is this country.
As a medical doctor who conveniently arrived on the scene just before a medical emergency, I have the medical skills necessary to save this brave soldier's life.
Thank God for your specific skills.
Dr. Lee, your specific skills may not be used in this specific situation due to the unspecified circumstances of your discharge, which I cannot specify.
But this specific soldier will die if I'm not allowed to apply my specific skill set to this specific situation.
That's the specific thing about death, Dr. Lee. It remains unspecified your entire life until the one specific moment when it becomes specific.
Although I am specifically saddened by how specifically short my life just specifically became because of my death at this specific time, at least I have the specific comfort of the specific knowledge that I specifically gave my life in the specific defense of the specific country I specifically chose to adopt as specifically my own.
Specifically adopted as specifically your own? Are you Private Jesus Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
You've been specifically discharged for non-specific reasons for which I cannot specify?
Does this mean I will not specifically die in specific service to the specific country I specifically chose to call my own?
I'm afraid so. You're officially just an unspecified Latino that got shot.
This policy specifically sucks.
Several high-profile members of Trump's administration have recently been confronted by citizens they've angered in public.
Then they take to social media or friendly news outlets to gripe about how unfairly they're being treated.
Apparently, they want to live in a world where they can be the public face of an outrageous regime without facing public outrage.
Rumor has it that Trump is as displeased with his administration's response to those incidents as he is with the incidents themselves.
Barely Audible Whisper has obtained a recording of a staff meeting discussing strategies to not seem so weak and whiny in the face of public criticism.
How do we obtain all these White House recordings? Maybe the previous administration wiretapped everything. He's a big fan of ours.
Thanks, Obama.
And as always, our Trump impersonator is a woman because we hear he hates that.
Hello to my current staff. The greatest death in the history of the White House, because I know how to hire good people, the best people. And if this meeting doesn't go well, you're all fired, and I'll bring in a new greatest staff in the history of the White House. We're here to talk about how unfairly you're all being treated, which is not as bad as how I'm treated by the fake news media, but because you work for me, you are also being unfairly treated. Stephen Miller had something bad happen to him. Go ahead, Stephen.
I went to get some sushi. I got it to go because I was afraid of being told in public that I'm a menace who sounds like he swallowed a frog, and that frog was Kermit the Frog. I figured with a to-go order, I would only have to show my face to one person, and maybe that one person would be the kind of person who doesn't value other people and doesn't care what we're doing to people at the border. But that one person was a bartender, and he yelled at me and made obscene gestures and hurt my feelings.
What has happened to decency in this country?
Hell if I know. This country is full of pussies, and if I could bitch slap every liberal asshole who uses profanity, I would slap them right in their bitch mouths.
I wish I could have thought of something clever to say, but instead I just threw away $80 of sushi.
Oh, I know that feeling. I was in the store and this guy said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Go look in the mirror." I said, "Mirrors are in aisle 9. I'll go get one now."
That's a good one, Kellyanne.
Was it though? I thought of a better one when I got home. At least I have a reflection. Because he looked like a vampire, I should have mentioned that part.
These liberal bullies are just trying to get under our skin, which is the best, whitest, most thickest skin. You need to have good comebacks ready to show how smart and strong you are, like me.
We can't expect to beat the liberals at being witty. All the Jew comedians are Democrats.
Jeff Sessions has a point.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
I'm not gay. Think of what happened to Sarah when that horrible comedian screeched the truth at her.
I'm still recovering from the pain. My self-esteem is severely damaged. I fear I will never be whole again, like an immigrant family.
See, now that's funny.
I came up with that joke and told it to her yesterday. Isn't that true, Sarah?
Yes.
I can be funny for all of us. Stephen Miller, When people make fun of you or your voice or call you an obsequious fat totem pole, I want you to say, you're rubber and I'm glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me because I'm the best kind of bouncy glue.
Wow, they'll have no response for that.
I know. Mike Pence, when people say that you're an embarrassment to Christians and that you look like you were carved out of the most boringest kind of wood and that you're...
I'm not gay.
I was going to say like a silver fox suffering that thing of when someone is dead and stiff. Roger Mars, that's it. When people say these things, just tell them, nanny nanny boo boo, stick your head in doo doo.
That doesn't seem very presidential.
But it's very vice presidential. Kellyanne Conway, if people say something mean to you, like that you're two-faced and both of the faces are terrifying, I want you to repeat their words back to them, but make it about their moms. Classic. It's not classic. It's a new thing. I just invented your mom jokes. Jeff Sessions, whenever people call you a racist little elf, or say that everyone from Alabama is inbred, or say that the little devil on your shoulder is the same size as you and he must have eaten the angel, I want you to say, nobody likes a tattletale.
I do not recall anything you just said.
Or just say that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, if people say you're like Aunt Labia from the Handball Tales...
I'll take it as a compliment like I have been doing.
Wrong. I want you to say, Homer says what?
What?
And then you laugh at them for scientifically proving that they are a homo.
I'm not a homo.
And then you can take them to conversion therapy and they'll be fixed. Mike Pence, I hereby convert you to not being a homo anymore.
Oh, thank God.
There. I have fixed our problem of people yelling mean things at us. Good work, me.
It wasn't long until the administration's newfound retort skills were put to the test.
Hey, Stephen Miller, how do you live with yourself?
I'm glue and you're, rubber. And so whatever you say bounces off of me because I'm bouncy.
What? That doesn't even apply here. Hey, you throw away any good sushi lately?
I'm blubber and you're... I hate this.
Snowflake!
Hush, shut up, my fucking pants. Hey, pants, is that your Secret Service detail or your cabal of sexual manservants?
Nanny nanny boo boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
What? You're the vice president.
Homo says what?
What?
Got you.
The vice president really just give me a homo says what?
What? Oh, darn it.
Kellyanne Conway, you are clearly too intelligent for this administration. Why do you still work for them?
Your mom's too intelligent for this administration.
Thank you?
Thank your mom.
Uh-uh. Nope. Jeff Sessions, we are not serving you here.
I do not recall what I'm supposed to say.
Well, go away.
Miss Sanders, is it true you can't take much more of this and will be resigning soon?
Homo says what?
I beg your pardon?
Homo says I beg your pardon.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's correct. I can't take much more of this.
Thank you for listening to Barely Audible Whisper. We hope you enjoyed your holiday. Barely Audible Whisper is made possible by the great work of the following great people. Writer, co-host, actor, producer Dave Baldwin. Actress, co-host Molly Brown. Writer and actor Daniel Carter Brown. Actress Corey Burns and actor Michael Morgan. Please like us on all the things you can like us on and share us on all the things you can share us on and follow us on all the things you can follow us on.
Hubris!